The state delegation was in Pembroke to recognize the Council on Aging for their service to the community. This includes SNAP benefits, Meals on Wheels, and even booster clinics. To their surprise, they even got to take part in Jan Harald's jazz dancing class with Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
And you can see how they remember. And that's another one of the great gifts of doing this at my age and their ages is keeps our brain going. And that's important. They learn steps, they memorize them. And yeah, do I forget it? You saw me. Of course I do. But you know, it just works to keep you healthy. And I think that's the best thing I like about it.
After presenting the COA with a state citation, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters helped pack meals for the Meals on Wheels program.
It's a really extraordinary reminder of what community means. I mean, the Council on Aging has been supporting older adults through meals, through recreation, through laughter, and just staying connected at a time that has really been so isolating for so many people, and they've really stepped up. Part of it is to come and just thank people for all that they've done for the past 2 years.
Gretchen Emmett's the director for the Pembroke Council, says through the pandemic, they identified more seniors in town than they thought they had, which was close to 2,000.
They love what they're doing. My volunteers are the heartbeat of our organization. My staff is amazing, and I have to say that OCES, with the meals right through the pandemic, and my drivers right through the pandemic, they delivered every day. We had to rethink it. We weren't able to face-to-face with them, but we were able to provide them that food every day.
In Pembroke, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.